You can answer it honestly. You have been honest about the consultants, and this question is for the two ladies that was ignored earlier. And it's, what is your plan for the main building at Charing Cross Hospital?
We haven't, so I'm going to try and say this without being evasive. We need to work through a number of options, and we need to look at the options around retention of the tower and the options around what the local hospital will look like. We are producing a business case that will go to the Trust Board in either February or March, and we discussed this with Andy Slaughter this afternoon. And when we have come up with the preferred option...
You can't defend yourself, carry on.
No, it's not a case of not defending. We discussed this with Andy Slaughter today, and we're very clear. When we come up with the preferred option, we will then discuss it with key stakeholders, so the community, local authorities, MPs. We are not at a point at this point in time where I can tell you exactly what will happen with that part of the sale. That's the honest answer.
Also, I'm a campaigner outside Charing Cross Hospital. Thank you. Nice to know you noticed, even though you don't appreciate it. I had people in Charing Cross Hospital asking me, are there clinics? People need to know the truth, what's actually going from Charing Cross Hospital, rather than, oh, this might be going, that's staying, when you're completely, you're demolishing our hospital, and the residents, the patients, the visitors, and the Save Our Hospitals need to know these answers. So please be honest enough and say.